Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah and Pam and our special guest, meteorologist Alex.
Yay!
How are you?
Good.
Are you doing good, right meow?
What do you mean by right meow? Are you a cat?
We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. You can listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, when it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it, at 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. We have a party here every Thursday.
Yes, we do.
I gotta get over there. I want that Angel's Envy that you guys tasted.
Yeah. So on Thursday, we'll be sampling a Haunted House IPA, courtesy of our friends at Rupert's, for our weekly Tasting Tales segment. Let's take a look at some headlines for Tuesday, October the 15th.
The Sun Journal reports that victims and survivors of the October 25th tragedy notified the Department of Defense and the Army that they intend to sue over the Army's failure to prevent the mass shooting. The government has 6 months to investigate their claims before heading to court.
The Lewiston Clean Water Authority will break ground tomorrow on a $30 million infrastructure project that will improve public health and cleanliness of the Androscoggin River. The project will prevent pollution in the river during heavy storms by expanding the city's treatment capacities by 20%.
The Advertiser Democrat reports that selectmen for Paris and West Paris voted unanimously to authorize their legal team to sue Maine School Administrative District 17. They claim SAD 17 violated Maine law when Superintendent Heather Manchester closed Agnes Gray Elementary School last February due to unsafe conditions.
The Maine Senate voted 24-8 in favor of confirming Sarah Gagne-Holmes as commissioner of the Maine Department of Health and Human Services. Gagne-Holmes served as deputy commissioner for the past 5 years and has led the department in an acting capacity since June 1st.
And Well Health Partners recently launched outpatient and substance use disorder services designed for individuals of all ages. Offered through its Lewiston location at 710 Main Street, the services are confidential and focus on recovery, optimal health, and well-being. For more information, visit andwell.org.
For today's weather, let's send it over to our guest meteorologist, Alex.
Partly sunny today with a high of 53 and a low of 37. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 50 and sunny on Thursday with highs in the mid-50s.
Nailed
Perfect
it.
Perfect weather.
In sports, the Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers.
I know. Nick went to the game yesterday.
Did he?
Mm. Yeah. What's up with Swayman?
Oh, he, come on. It's the Panthers.
Lydia's a Panther.
I'll call him. We'll talk.
Call your boyfriend, will
call
you?
Call my boyfriend, Jeremy Swayman.
He was too busy looking at the picture of the two of you.
Oh.
That he let four pucks go by.
He just loves me. He was sad I wasn't there.
He was.
4-3 was the final in that one, and the Bruins will visit the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow night.
Well, in CMCC men's hockey, they lost to the Colorado School of Mines 6-4. CM women's soccer will visit Southern Maine Community College tomorrow afternoon. The first time I heard the words Colorado School of Mines, I heard Colorado School of Mimes, and I thought to myself, do they pretend to play sports? Like, do they mimic? What?
Sarah was listening to our weekend preview.
Yep.
And she texted me going, School of Mimes?
We didn't enunciate quite and well then, enough.
Apparently.
And then Mark sent me a meme of just mimes. It was perfect.
Their mascot is called the Ore Diggers.
Ooh. Okay.
So it is... I think
that kind of a mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Was it Colorado also part of like the gold rush boom of?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That makes sense.
We were talking about the mascot, and I told Sarah their mascot is the ore diggers. And Sarah said, weird that it's not a canary. Following a sweep of the New Hampshire Mountain Kings, the Maine Nordiques are now in first place in the NAHL East. The Nords lead the Maryland Black Bears by 1 point, and the teams will do battle this weekend in Maryland.
The NA3 Nordiques will visit the Binghamton Buzz on Friday and Saturday.
And our, well, your 1-5 Patriots will take on the 1-5 Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday morning in London.
Ooh. Is anybody getting up for that game?
I don't know.
I will.
Kickoff is at 9:30 a.m.
So if they're both 1-5, you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance, and I'm also saying this so bad they don't want them playing in this country.
Oh my. No, they're so good.
They're so good.
At losing.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
On our high school scoreboard in field hockey, we had a couple of shutouts. Lisbon shut out Booth Bay 1-0, and Mount Blue shut out Edward Little 4-0.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it is time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for famous people birthdays.
Famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 15th, shall we?
Okie dokie.
Host of Trading Spaces, Paige Davis, is 55 years old today. I think cooking shows and home improvement shows are like all the rage now, aren't they?
Yeah. She's like this little tiny spunky person. She brought like the cheerleader energy.
Emeril Lagasse. Speaking of cooking shows.
Bam!
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 I love cooking shows.
65 years old today.
He's a little older than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Really?
I would have gone like mid-50s for Emeril. But I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah. I just remember him from when he first started
show. He's like the male version of Rachel Ray.
I think when the kids were young, we used to watch Sesame Street, and I saw an episode where he was teaching Elmo how to cook.
Cute.
It was a whole thing. Larry Miller is 71 years old today. He was in Mad About You and Boston Legal. And rounding out FPBs for October the 15th, unless there are any objections.
None.
Linda Lavin.
Oh.
87 years old today from Alice.
She was Alice.
She was the title character.
Yes.
Alex.
I can't picture that show. I have no idea.
They were in a restaurant, I think it was Mel's restaurant, and he was the cook, and he was not nice to them.
And there was Vera, and there was Flo.
One who said, "Kiss my grits."
She was.
Kissima.
Yeah, that was quite a sitcom back in the day, and it would never fly today.
There's a lot of shows.
Oh my goodness!
Today,
yeah, for sure.
So those are your FPBs for October the 15th. Looking for a tasty meal? We have over a dozen options. Banking services? Plenty to choose from. Holiday gift ideas? Yep, we have that too. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the October issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shoutouts, an events calendar, advertiser directory, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, well, just about anything. Pick up your free copy today and visit uncleandys.com.
I did some baking this weekend, and Kevin's mom did some baking this weekend.
Ooh.
So we're going to taste both, and we got to choose team banana bread or team pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, I know which team I'm on already.
Before we get to that, I just want to mention that Sarah and I had a busy weekend as well. Saturday night, we were at an Angels Wing gala, their annual gala, which was just packed.
And beautiful. Everyone looked so amazing.
Yep. A lot of people dressed up. Sarah and I got to do some stand-up comedy that night. And then the next morning, we were over to the Pettengill Park Fields in Auburn for the Maine Strong Memorial Softball Tournament.
They were so welcoming and kind to us, too. And I had a really good time. I had never been up in they let us go up in the commentary booth, I guess you call it. Is that what you call it?
Sure, the broadcast booth.
The broadcast booth. And we just hung out and watched the game. And what a cool vibe that whole tournament had. Like, it was just, people were just having fun. Yeah. And in good spirits and just enjoying each other and enjoying the game of softball. It was
and meeting really cool. people.
And meeting people. Yeah. It was really cool.
And what a well organized event.
Oh my goodness.
As well.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. Yeah. And shout out to Chase Cody for as busy as he was on Sunday morning, letting Sarah and I know that we were all set for parking. We just needed to go to a certain location and he was gonna take care of us. Because it was super busy. Yeah. A lot of people there.
He was cool as a cucumber.
He was.
I got to meet Abby, who was also happens to be Chase's wife, but is the president of the Maine Strong Memorial Foundation. And she was just chill too. She was just, she had like her arms full of stuff, but she took time to introduce herself and say hello and thank us. And it was just really nice.
It was
a nice vibe. And the silent auction items were so cool.
Incredible.
They had amazing. They had a signed Taylor Swift guitar.
That's amazing.
I know. That's what I said.
It was like,
Alex.
It was like, to give you an idea of how great the auction items were, like the signed Taylor Swift guitar was like tucked away in a corner someplace.
Right. It wasn't even the biggest deal.
It wasn't
deal.
Like a showpiece. It was like, oh, by the way, we have this autographed guitar by some famous singer.
Yeah.
It was some famous
nutty.
Singer.
That's right. Crazy.
Gotta check the notes for the name.
Yeah. You mean like some Diamond Head?
Taylor somebody? I don't know.
And they had Celtics packages. They had Bruins packages. They had
great raffle items.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. And I, I kind of peeked in the buckets to see how they were doing, and just they were full. They were packed full. It was great.
We don't have a fundraising total yet for the Maine Strong Memorial Foundation softball tournament. I know their goal was $350,000.
They
haven't
released
a total yet, but we will certainly let you know as soon as we do.
I got to talk to Joe Philippon too.
Joe's the best.
Joe is the best. So Joe, for those who don't know, he is an LAPD officer.
Detective.
That's right. He's a detective. And I, I saw him as I was walking, because I walked down. It's not far from my house. I walked over and I said, hey, how's it going? Are you feeling pretty good? And he was like, no, we're terrible. It's like, oh, okay. They were playing the Hammond Lumber team.
Oh,
and
boy.
I had overheard the Hammond Lumber team being like, oh my gosh, we have to play the LAPD. They were so nervous about it. But then when I talked to him, he was like, oh no, we're just awful. Oh, good attitude, I guess. He's like, no, we're just here to have a good time.
Yeah.
Sarah and I almost witnessed a miraculous comeback.
Oh, that
by
was
the,
fun, too.
What, we're here for the beer team?
We're here for the beer. They were great.
That would have been your team. Pam.
Absolutely.
They were great.
That's the team I want to be on.
They were way down, and then they just scored run after run after run after run, and they were making a comeback, and we were cheering for them. But
cool.
Alas.
It was not to be.
It was not to be, but they put up a good fight, and I was impressed.
Fight and spirit they had.
Yeah. They, a lot of fun. So thank you for having us, Maine Strong.
I want to hear about your dress on Saturday night.
My dress on Saturday night. Oh, I went with like a... I was trying to do like a 90s tuxedo theme.
Yeah.
So I had a white shirt dress with a black long tailored jacket over it. And I had a hat, but I took it off. It was like, I was trying to be classy. I don't know if I read
you
that way.
You weren't feeling it?
I didn't have a fancy dress.
Didn't kind of pull together like you wanted it to.
Well, and
I'm
sure
you looked amazing.
Well, thanks, Pam. You're so sweet.
I'm just glad that question wasn't directed at me.
I know. What did your dress look like?
My dress was stunning.
Mark, same question.
Stunning.
Sequins and everything.
Well, with Sarah, it's always about the dress.
Her opening bit was about a dress.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes, it was. It was a, yep. I got, have you ever been stuck in a dress?
Oh, yes.
Yes. You know.
What's worse is when you're trying it on in the dressing room. You haven't
That's
even
what I'm
bought
saying.
It yet.
That's the joke, Pam. You go through the 5 stages of grief, but in a dress.
Yeah. Panic.
You're
sweating.
You're like, I'm not stuck in a dress. I can't be stuck in it. I'm not stuck in a dress. I'm stuck in a dress. It's hilarious. It happens to me all the time because I have a larger chest. And you can't go down, but you also can't get back up. That's
awful. You need help. You
just
need arms straight up. Like, someone just pull it up.
Somebody help me. Yeah. Mark will never know. He'll never know what that's
I'll
like.
I'll never know.
What it's like to be stuck in a dress.
Try as I might, I will never have an above average chest.
You can have some of mine. I tell you what.
She'll share.
Some days it's like, guys, come on.
You're killing me over
You're
here.
You're killing me.
Just trying to dress.
Just trying on a dress.
All right. So we have, is this like a different kind of tasting tales we have going on today?
Sure. Are you going to tell us who made what, or are we just going to say what we like best?
I made the banana bread.
Okay.
And Kevin's mom made the pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
I got to talk to Kevin's mom because when I make chocolate chip pumpkin cookies, they are like super sticky and they don't set well. These look like they're set well.
All right. Let's crack open. Crack they're way over there. I'd help you out.
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.
Okay. Kevin's mom knows what she's doing. Thank you.
She also helps with LA Metro. She helps us proof, so she kind of works here. All
right. She's a useful engine. All right, I took a bite of the pumpkin chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. Very festive.
Very festive. And here's banana. This is, and I'm not just saying this, some of the best banana bread that I've ever had. Like, it's buttery, and it's got good banana flavor, and is the texture is good.
Moist.
It's not.
I know how some people feel about that word.
It's not. No.
Do you hate that word?
It doesn't bother me. Esophagus bothers me more.
What about esophageal?
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, that's really very good.
Thank you.
It doesn't even need, like, normally I put butter on my banana bread because I'm gluttonous, but this is perfect.
Thanks.
I thought I was going to be team pumpkin chocolate chip cookie, but I'm actually team banana bread.
Yay. We know where Alex is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there.
What's your favorite, Alex? The cookie or the banana bread?
The cookie.
You need the microphone.
Now, the only way that you could have made that banana bread better is by putting chocolate chips in it.
See, to me, that ruins it.
Really?
Yeah.
You like that banana flavor?
I don't want the chocolate chips in there. No walnuts, no chocolate chips.
Oh, no walnuts.
Why do people insist on putting nuts in cookies and breads?
Sometimes it makes sense. Like, my chocolate chip cookies are good with or without pecans, but I prefer them without them.
You can cookie with me.
Mark, have you decided?
I'm not choosing a team.
Wow.
I like them both. I appreciate the treats.
I won't choose.
I prefer banana bread over pumpkin chocolate chip cookies anyway. Mm. So these are some of the best pumpkin chocolate. But I agree. It could use a little more.
Like a little more cinnamon or something. Mm.
But
that was our bake tasting tales.
Baking tales.
Baking tales.
I like that.
The Exchange Club of Auburn extends a formal invitation to all veterans for a complimentary luncheon at the Green Ladle in recognition of your steadfast dedication and commitment to our nation. The event is Friday, November 8th at the Green Ladle on the campus of Lewiston High School. For more information, call John Reed at 777-3579.
Let's close with three random questions.
Okay.
What is your least favorite word or phrase? I think we covered a bit earlier with Sarah.
I actually have a phrase that drives me nutty.
Okay.
And I didn't know that it drove me nutty until someone else was like, this drives me bonkers. And it is, have a great rest of your day. I don't know why that bothers me so much. Just say, enjoy the rest of your day. Great rest of your day sounds just, it's like.
It sounds weird.
Grammatically incorrect. Yeah, right? Have a great rest of your day.
It sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
When you hear it, you're like.
The rest just sounds weird.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day is fine, right?
Or what about just have a great day?
Have a great day.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day or have a great day.
It's like, I don't care what you did earlier, but from here on out, enjoy it.
Have a great rest of your day.
On me.
Which is weird because I'm sure that I have said it before it was brought to my attention and now I'm like, oh. I don't like it.
Yeah, now that's going to bother me.
Now you're going to hear it and you're going to be like, oh, why do people say that?
I guess mine would be, I totally understand.
Oh, you could never possibly. Right? Never.
Sometimes I'm just like.
How?
No.
You couldn't possibly.
I don't think you do.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that one kind of bugs me a little bit.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
I completely get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I actually do say that. But usually in context of a situation where I've actually been in the same situation as that person.
Right. I guess it really depends, but I feel like that one a lot of times has been...
Unless you've walked a mile. You couldn't possibly totally get it.
And I think it bothers me more when they're not even saying it to me. They're talking about a conversation, like maybe someone else's scenario. Mm. And they're like, you know, I totally understand X, Y, Z. And in my mind, I'm always like, but do you?
Because right. if you only understand X, Y, and Z, what about the rest of the alphabet? I mean, there's more to the story, right?
I'm pretty self-aware most of the time that I am not fully aware. I do not completely understand.
I do not know what I do not know.
My phrase is, I can't imagine.
Yes.
I guess that's more the case.
That covers that you don't completely understand. Yeah,
it's like the opposite imagine. Of.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of it.
So, how about you, Mark? You got one you can't stand?
I do, yeah. I have anyone that answers a question or starts a phrase with, I'll be honest.
I'll be honest.
Or I'm not going to lie. Or in
say.
All honesty or truthfully. It's like, is your default setting to lie?
to not
and whenever
do
you're,
those things?
Whenever you're honest, you have to clarify it.
So I say that sometimes. And Mark calls me out, and then I have to correct myself and say, if I'm honest with myself, because I feel like sometimes I'm not honest with myself about how I feel or what I'm thinking. And so reflecting on it, I have to be honest with myself.
Yes.
Yes. When you call me out, I have to rethink that.
I try not to call you out.
It's okay if you do. We're friends. You can.
Good. And I have a bonus one.
Ooh, okay.
I heard on a radio advertisement this weekend.
Ooh, no.
It's 100% free.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100% free, which means that, you know, some things are like, I don't know,
not
84%
entirely free.
If I have to give you my email,
it's not free.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a new camera and tell Sherry it was 74% free.
Are we doing another one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Pam, if you were a ghost, who would you come back and haunt?
I think I would just have fun with animals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd come back and haunt Lydia.
Yeah. I'd come back and haunt Lydia.
You'd be like, Mom?
Or just, you know, some other friendly dogs and cats and be like, hey, you can see me, but no one else can.
Get them to bark or do weird, crazy things just to scare everybody. Yep. I like that. That's a good answer. I like it.
I think I would just come back and mess with family members. I have older siblings, so I just mess with them constantly. Mm-hmm. Get them back for, you know, my childhood.
If you were a ghost, Alex, who would you haunt? Anybody at school? Anybody in your family? Teacher?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
It would just be a menace to society.
An absolute terror.
Absolute terror.
Cool. Sounds about right.
Pam's like, how's that different?
What's new? I would haunt my son, Leo. I would just haunt him all the time. And like, I would do like funny little things that, like you said, I'd just do funny things. Like that he would be like, that's my mom. She's still here.
I know.
Looks like she made cookies last night.
She will never leave. So attached to him, I couldn't
move,
possibly.
But that won't help.
I know she will find me. Pam,
Sarah, I'll go start with you.
Okay.
What gives you the ick?
I get the ick when men are condescending or think that I don't know what I know or think that they know more than me. That gives me the ick. Mm. Yeah.
I get that.
A lot. I've had a couple of experiences through social media where I've had to explain to somebody that they don't know more than me about something. And I find that refreshing.
Good for you. Let me tell you.
Actually.
To be honest.
Actually. That's how it always starts.
I agree. Men are the worst.
No, I don't think all men are the worst.
No.
Not all. I like Alex.
And Pop-Pop Kevin.
Pop-Pop Kevin I like. Yep.
Pop-Pop goes to weasel.
In general,
I get that.
I like men very much. Just a few of them.
It's more so males, but when people get in my bubble and don't recognize that I'm very uncomfortable with you being in my bubble.
Sure.
Now when you say bubble, do you mean like personal space?
Personal space.
Okay, yes. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of like stepped back and then they come back in it or even sometimes I'll like lean back or like I don't hide much with my face.
take a hint, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, when that happens, I get the ick. I'm just like, I remember that person and
visceral reaction.
Yeah.
Mark, what gives you the ick?
I mean, I think this gives everyone the ick, but if someone is violently ill in my presence, like, I know people who can deal with that. My wife is a nurse. It doesn't faze her
she
in the least.
Anything. My dad is like that. Yeah. He can't even clean up cat vomit.
See, I can I can clean up animal. Like, anything that comes out of an animal, I can pretty much do it. But another human is, like, way more disgusting to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope, my dad. My dad has got a very sensitive stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, ask your question now, Alex.
Would you shave your head for $100?
Would you?
Yeah, so I could buy a wig.
Does that make sense?
Well, and then I would still have part of the $100.
Oh, you'd buy a cheap wig.
Yeah. I want to know what your wig would look like.
Yeah, me too. Would you have long hair or short hair if you bought a wig?
Would you have purple hair or green
Ooh.
Hair?
Ooh.
Green.
Long or short?
Long.
Long green hair.
All right.
Okay.
Sarah, like just Sarah, on a... Sarah, you're a no.
Oh, I'm a definite no.
Why?
Have you seen how small my head is?
She's like, can you imagine how small it would look?
Can you imagine?
Sarah uses her hair to expand her head size.
I have to poof it up. The reason people don't notice how small it is because I make my hair so big. I can't shave my head. I did it once in college.
Did you?
My head was just as small.
She's like, yeah, I've tried that. Not happening
just
again.
Just as small.
I thought it would be bigger.
No. My body was smaller, so it didn't look as small.
Wow.
I have pictures.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How much money would it take for you to shave your head?
Because
I think for Alex and I, it's a little different.
It's different.
No, I'll do 100. Actually, 1,000.
His price is going up.
I would do it for a reasonable amount of money, like $5,000, but just because I would then give that money to some charity or something. Like, it wouldn't be about my hair. It would be like, well, if I'm going to do it, there's going to be a point to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $5,000.
But not for me. Would have to go to a charity.
But you would shave your head for $5,000.
I would shave my head for $5,000.
All right.
Pam, but it would have to be a really good charity.
Pam, would you shave your head for $5,000 or less?
I mean, I would, because it's just hair.
Right.
Grows back.
But you have a normal size head.
I do too.
You do too.
I have a bigger head than you, Sarah.
I know. I know this because you can wear the headphones that Mark got you, and I can't because my head's too small. So
we had to get Sarah a
these little ones,
kid size headphone set.
These you can't wear. These they're too small for you.
Because you're 7.
I'm sorry, Pam. You were saying.
It's all good. Yeah, I mean, I would. I think I would do it for even less than $5,000.
Really?
Yeah, just
like $1?
No. Probably $1,000.
$1,000.
Such nice hair, though.
Thank you.
You really do.
I would shave it in the summer so I can grow back really fast.
He's put some thought into this.
Yes. He has.
Yeah.
He's been dying to ask this question. He's like, I need to come in on Tuesday because I have this question.
Honestly, so my mom had breast cancer like 20 years ago, and when she shaved her head, I was like, I should shave my head and donate it to Locks of Love. Aww. And get a wig made. And because my hair was actually a lot nicer then. Funny things happen when you age. So yeah, it's just hair.
Just hair.
Yeah.
Just hair.
Mark, well, you said $100, so you're good.
Oh, I do it for less. I
would do it for $5.
Yeah, I've shaved my head before willingly and had no issue with it. It was totally fine.
Hmm. You paid someone to do
No, or, I did it myself.
You did it yourself.
Yep. Yeah. And yeah, I don't put a huge value on my hair. Even though at 54 years old, the fact that I have a full head of hair, I know is
pretty
nice
impressive. Some people, you're lucky.
Some people don't have that, but I have no issue with shaving my head. All right. Well, I guess that's going to do it. We're all going to go shave our heads now.
Okay.
No.
And then we'll take a photo post it on the Facebook.
Maybe we
Not
could just...
for all of us to shave our head.
What if we just have Mark Photoshop our hair out?
Ooh, we could do that.
And then make it bald
make
with
us
the
look
pictures.
Bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll put you with your lime green long hair.
We should just get different hair. If I had to wear a wig, I would be blonde. I think that'd be fun.
I would meow.
You'd be a cat.
That's the show, folks. Thanks for listening. We want to thank our sponsors, UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Thanks for joining us today. And tomorrow, we're hanging out with some Maine Nordiques.
Woo!
Talking about being in first place and facing the stinking Maryland Black Bears this weekend.
Boy, oh boy.
Stinking New Jersey.
New Jersey always.
They're all stinking. We don't like them.
There you go. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.